We are here to worship the Lord Jesus. My name is Barbara Fote, and I am your liturgist and announcement giver today. If you are new to us, if you are here for 40 years, whoever you are welcome, and I hope you feel God's presence today. We have restrooms and childcare out this way. The ushers are in the back. We have a single sheet bulletin and a couple of extra handouts. If you need any of that, just step to the back anytime and the ushers will help you with that. I would like you, if you are on the outside there, or I think it's on the outside there, do you see a black folder? Could you grab that if it is closest to you in the pew, or could you move and get that? We're trying something new. Don't you like it? And in here are all, instead of having all those little inserts that flutter all over the floor, they are all in here. So we have information about the Thanksgiving ministry that we have to help feed people who don't have enough. You can take a turkey off of the tree, but be sure you read both sides of the announcement. That will explain everything. And Joyce, would you raise your hand? Everybody turn around in the fall orange sweater. If you have any questions about turkeys, just ask Joyce. We also have pledge cards. If you didn't get one or weren't here last Sunday, they should be in there. And the chartreuse sheet, if everyone will grab one of those, we would like to know you're here. Because if you're not, and if you miss a few weeks, we're going to check to make sure you're all right. So even if you've been here 40 years, if you would fill this out, and if you're brand new, we would love to have an email or an address or a phone just to say thanks. Thanks for coming. Thanks for being a part of our worship service. A couple of things that I would like to share with you. So please pass that folder down after you have taken what you need so that everybody in your pew gets it. And then a couple other things. As some of you may know, one of our longtime and very dedicated members of this church, Harold Britton, did pass away on the 31st. He's been in a care facility in Lockport for a number of years near where his sons live. If you get the paper, his obituary is in today's paper, but let me let you know that his memorial service is Saturday the 12th at 1 at the Emmanuel United Methodist Church in Lockport. It's about 150-mile, 2.5-hour drive from here, and then there's a reception nearby. The family wants you to know that if you do plan to attend, please let Janet Shisholi know so the caterer might know. And Janet is right now in the, but everybody turn around and wave to Janet in the choir loft. She's in the blue sweater there. So if you don't know Janet, just let her know and she can give you more information about that. What a blessed saint of this church. And I get choked up just thinking about him, but I know he is with our Lord. What a good soul. Exciting. Next week, bring a friend because Hendricks Chapel Choir is going to be here to fill this space with fabulous music. I would remind you of our ministries to help support our outreach program by buying pecans or ordering pecans today. And then, does everybody know what Tuesday is? Yes, and the church will be open from 8 in the morning until 3 in the afternoon if you would like to come and have some prayer time or some quiet time on Election Day. I believe those are the welcome and the announcement. Again, we are so glad that you are here, and let us continue our worship with Dale Fryer, our music leader.
It's such a joy to be able to join with you in singing our praises to God. I invite you now to please stand or sit as you are able or comfortable and join me in singing, O God, our help in ages past. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, our shelter from the stormy blast, and our eternal home. Under the shadow of thy throne, still may we dwell secure. Sufficient is thine arm alone
and our defense is sure. Before the hills in order stood, or earth received her frame, from everlasting thou art God, and to endless years the same. A thousand ages in thy sight are like an evening gone, short as the watch that ends the night before the rising sun. Time like an ever-rolling stream bears all who breathe away. They fly forgotten as a dream dies at the opening day. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, be thou our guide while life shall last, and our eternal hope.
Boy, if that doesn't get your heart singing, I don't know what does. Please remain standing. We're going to do our call to worship, but I did want to also recognize Ben Stein is doing the visuals today. We have three people working on this, and I told Ben if anything goes wrong, it's not going to bother any of us, right? But Ben, we're grateful for your extra help today. So let us do our call to worship. Now, this is the commandment that the Lord your God charged me to teach you. Hear therefore, O people of God, so that it may go well with you, and so that you may multiply greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, has promised you. You, O God, have been our help in ages past.
Hear, O people of God, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. Keep these words that I am commanding you today in your heart. Be, O God, our hope for years to come.
Recite them to your children and talk about them when you are at home and when you are away, when you lie down and when you rise.
Be thou our guide of life.
Bind them as a sign on your hand. Fix them as an emblem on your forehead. And write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates.
We have a tradition here of greeting each other, sharing peace or good morning, and let us do that now.
Good morning, children and congregation. Will the children please come forward and sit with me and talk? Wonderful.
We will follow Jesus. We will follow him. We will follow Jesus. Wherever he leads us, we will follow. Somandela, Jesu. Somlandela, Jesu. La foea kona samlendela.
Please be seated. So, good morning, everyone. So good to see all of you today. So I have a picture of my baby here on my phone, and I wanted to show you guys. Does that look like my baby?
No.
I want to get all the way over here so you can see.
That's a dog.
Well, it's my baby. What is, who, so tell everyone what you're seeing here.
A dog.
a dog, but he's my baby. And so his name is Sydney, and he died 2 years ago. I can't believe it's been 2 years. But I sure loved and love Sydney, my baby dog. So today is All Saints Day, and it's a day when we remember people who have gone to heaven before us. And so I wanted to share with all of you a picture of someone who I love so much who has gone to heaven 2 years ago. And I also want to say that it's okay to be sad when people die. It's very okay to be sad. One of the great things about when people die is that we have a chance to remember them and remember memories with them, but also remember what they taught us. And my Sydney, I'm so glad that he was with me for 12 years because he taught me a lot. He taught me a lot about love, and he taught me a lot about patience. So I wanted to share it with all of you, my baby. Does anyone have any thoughts or questions about All Saints Day or about, Eric does.
My dog died in Africa in a century ago, and I didn't saw him dying.
Mm-hmm. So you're sad?
And I still heard something right in my ear.
Oh, so you can remember your dog. Yeah, you can be sad that he's gone.
He's pretty mean.
Oh, he was a mean dog even though you miss him? Yeah. Any other questions or thoughts about this? So today is the day. I also brought this up because this is the day. I don't know if we have anyone who brought it, but if they did, oh, we do. I need a couple volunteers to go down. And so on the first Sunday of every month, we're collecting toiletries for, okay, you guys can come on down. Don't jump. Go down the stairs, please. And there's people will bring in toiletries, so toothpaste and deodorant and soap and hair and shampoo and stuff. So if you see any of these things in the aisles, please gather them, and we'll put them all in this bin for our folks at the pantry. Thank you. So, all right, as we collect them, all of you can be seated with your families. Thank you so much for, oh, I forgot to pray. Can we pray and walk at the same time? Let's pray for a minute. Will you all pray with me? They're praying and walking. It's okay. We'll pray that way. Loving God, we thank you so much for the gifts that come to us, the gifts of the loved ones who have taught us and loved us in a way we are different for. We thank you for the gifts that have come today in the form of toiletries to give to our pantry guests because they are so needed. They are so needed in their lives. And we thank you, of course, for you and your spirit. Amen. All right. So as we collect our things, I'm excited to say that our choir will be singing a beautiful anthem.
Thank you.
Amen. So each week, as a part of worship, we share our prayers and our prayer requests. If you haven't already found one in this black folder, you will find our prayer slips that look like this. And if you have a prayer request, or if you'd like us to pray in celebration or in concern, please fill this out, and our ushers will come forward, and they'll get them from you, and then we will pray together as a group.
Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, send your Spirit in this place. Lord, listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace. Lord, listen to your children praying. Lord, in this place. Lord, listen to your children praying. Send us love, send us power, send us grace.
Let us unite our hearts together. We will have a time of silent prayer, then I will have a prayer, and then lead you in the Lord's Prayer. And please do the Lord's Prayer in whatever language is most comfortable and prayerful for you. Let us pray. God of love, God of the saints of the Bible, the saints of the Methodist tradition, the saints of our own history, and God of the saints of this congregation, as unworthy of that title as we may feel. Thank you for those in our lives who nourished us, befriended us, mentored us, those who shared the journey with us but are no longer with us, for those who have written words that have impacted our lives, for those we never met but whose role modeling impacted us along our way. And for those who humbly live their lives as a follower of Jesus. And for those uncommon saints we've bumped into, may we be truly grateful, for they have done your work here. And may we be to others what those saints have been for us. God, forgive us when we've missed the mark. We really do want to do better. And this day we come with concerns for others. You heard the names and concerns for health, for churches, for those grieving. May your Spirit be with them, guide them, and may it move us to know how to respond to all these needs. And for our country, guide us as we make decisions in polling places across this land as to who will represent and lead us. And we ask for your grace as we hear election results. And we pray for both those elected and those who aren't, and for the future of this great land. And we pray as Jesus taught us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Will you please rise if you're able, or just stay comfortable in your seat, and we are going to sing For All the Saints.
For all the saints, who from their labors rest, who thee by faith before the world confessed. Thy name, O Jesus, be forever blessed. Alleluia, alleluia. Thou wast their rock, their fortress and their might. Thou, Lord, their captain in the well-fought fight. And in the darkness, fear their one true light. Alleluia, alleluia. Oh, blessed communion, fellowship divine. We feebly struggle in thy glory shine, yet all are one in thee, for all are thine. Alleluia, alleluia. From earth's wide bounds, from ocean's farthest coast, through gates of pearl streams, in the countless host, singing to Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, alleluia, alleluia.
And you may be seated. What a fabulous hymn, what great music, what great organ accompaniment. Wow. Let us turn our thoughts to God's word as recorded in the Psalms 145, chapters, verses 1 to 5. And I'm reading from the translation that is known as the Common English Bible. I will lift you up high, my God, the true King. I will bless your name forever and always. I will bless you every day. I will praise your name forever and always. The Lord is great and is so worthy of praise. God's greatness can't be grasped. One generation will praise your works to the next one, proclaiming your mighty acts. They'll talk about all the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will contemplate your wondrous works. And then from the letter to the Thessalonians, what we now have called chapter 2, verses 13 through 17, again from the Common English Bible. But we must always thank God for you, brothers and sisters, who are loved by God. This is because God chose you from the beginning to be the first crop of the harvest. This brought salvation through your dedication to God by the Spirit and through your belief in the truth. God called all of you through our good news so you could possess the honor of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold on to the traditions we taught you, whether we taught you in person or through our letters. Our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God the Father loved us and through grace gave us eternal comfort and good hope. May God encourage your hearts and give you strength in every good thing you do or say. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning again. I'm so honored to say that I am the pastor here. I'm Pastor Alicia Wood. Good to see all of you. Today is All Saints Day. It is a tradition that goes back hundreds of years. And John Wesley, the founder, father of Methodism, loved All Saints Day. He spoke about it at least twice in his journal, so we know how much he really loved All Saints Day. So as I was looking through some material, I found on the United Methodist Church website this quote. Retelling these stories grounds us in our history. These memories teach us how God has provided for us through the generosity and sacrifice of those who have come before us. The stories of the saints encourage us to be all God has created us to be. When we lose someone, we're sad. With All Saints Day, we have the chance to remember the person and all we have learned from them. Maybe even their quirks or their kindness or how they taught us about love. We have a chance to remember time spent with our loved ones. Today, we have a chance to reflect on our own life and make decisions about our own time here still left on earth. And this quote up here is from a song that I love. It's called Time Well Wasted by Brad Paisley. It was time well wasted, and there's no way I'd trade a few more things I could have crossed off my list for a day that I'll never forget. So there's never time wasted when we spend time with our loved ones in the here and now. Sometimes it's hard to imagine what happens when one dies. This text here from 1 Corinthians may bring some explanation and comfort from the Apostle Paul, who wrote this letter to the house church in Corinth in the middle of the first century. Even though he wrote this letter almost 2,000 years ago, it still applies to today. I hope you can see the text. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 12. Now we see but a poor reflection in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know more fully, even as I am fully known. This is kind of like when you get out of the shower and you want to use the mirror. For me, I want to blow dry my hair, but I can't because what happens when you get out of the shower and you try to look in the mirror? You look. I know something's in there, right? And then you might try to wipe it off. That doesn't help either. Still, I know I see me, right? Well, that's what it's like when we try to see God or listen to God or find God. We know God's there. We can see God kind of through or hear God kind of through a cloudy mirror, but it's not clear. And Paul tells us in this text that when we leave this place and we're with God in heaven, it will all become clear. And that last part, even as I am fully known, meaning God knows us. God isn't looking through a cloudy mirror at us. God knows us. Sometimes it's hard to... How blessed are our loved ones who have already passed? Because it already makes sense to them, because they are now able to see God. The song On Eagle's Wings, which we'll read later, lends us the image of our loved ones rising up to rest with God in heaven. And this text, I can see you, but I can't see. But those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will rise up with eagle's wings. And this comes from Isaiah chapter 40. Wait, I can't see because of the light. Chapter 40, verse 31. I'll close with a video that expresses the sentiment that one day we will meet God and our loved ones in heaven. This song is sung by Brad Paisley again and Dolly Parton. And I love country music. I know not everyone loves country music, so listen to this beyond the country tune. All Saints Day honors our loved ones. How blessed we are that love extends into this life and beyond this life.
When I get where I'm going, on the far side of the sky, the first thing that I'm gonna do is spread my wings and fly. I'm gonna land beside a lion and run my fingers through his mane, or I might find out what it's like to ride a drop of rain. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears. I will share the sins and struggles I have carried all these years, and I'll leave my heart wide open. I will love and have no fear. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, don't cry for me down here. Gonna walk with my granddaddy, and he'll match me step for step, and I'll tell him how I've missed him every minute since he left. And then I'll hug his neck. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, there'll be only happy tears. I will share the sins and struggles I have carried all these years, and I'll leave my heart wide open. I will love and have no fear. Yeah, when I get where I'm going, don't cry for me down here. So much pain and so much darkness, this world we stumble through, all these questions I can't answer, so much work to do. But when I get where I'm going, and I see my Maker's face, I'll stand forever in the light of His amazing grace.
Amen. So we come to the point in our service where we honor our loved ones who have passed in the last year. And you can follow along on this, on the All Saints booklet, All Saints Sunday booklet. As the name is read, we'll have a bell toll. And if this is someone that you knew, please rise as the name is read. Know that in the black folders there's little slips of paper. So if it's been more than a year since a loved one has passed, I ask that you write their name on it. And as we come forward for Holy Communion, you can set that name and that paper right here at the cross. All right? So we're going to honor and celebrate those who have passed in the last year by reading their names. And also, we're going to honor and celebrate those who have passed for years before. Robert Barrow.
Lewis Wells.
Wilhelm Fritz Hermann Nikolaisen.
Frances Hoke Log.
Anne Hoke Sheldon.
Doreen Wood.
David Walker Jr.
Robin Henshaw.
Jenny Bannon Evans.
Warren Otto.
Laura Jane Brown.
John Cooper.
Beth Lightman Souflaris.
Roland Ritzman.
Keith Gilger.
Heinrich Christian Helmut Nikolaisen.
Dora Matarnikan Coates.
Donald Fletcher.
Ruth Prell.
Rosemary Lape.
Carol Walter.
James Hemphill.
Michael Paul.
Arlene L. Zinter Musilli.
Harold Britton.
Joan Brubaker.
What a blessing that we have had all these saints in our lives. We now move to Holy Communion. What a great thing to do on All Saints Sunday. So this morning, I have a couple instructions, and then we will get to our Holy Communion liturgy and the act of Holy Communion. This morning, we have gluten-free bread. So know that there is gluten-free bread only, and that's you don't have to get in a separate line for that. We also have grape juice, not wine, as a part of the United Methodist tradition, so know that as well. In a little bit, I will ask my servers to come forward, and they'll line up. Well, first I'm going to give them Holy Communion. They'll receive Holy Communion, and then we'll line up. And so the ushers will come forward, invite pew by pew or row by row to come forward to receive Holy Communion. As you come forward, if you would like, you can bring the slips. I know there's purple and pink and yellow all in those black folders. If you'd like to put a name on there of someone you'd like to honor that has passed before, please do. And as you come up for Holy Communion, you can set it right here at the cross. Okay. We gather at the table. We enter the realm of God's time in our remembering, where past, present, and future are one. We remember the present through Christ's call to spread the banquet of love to all. And so it is that this morning we remember with love those whose love of God lifted us. We give thanks for their hospitality, the tables they set for us, and the gifts they gave to us. And we set this heavenly banquet in which we give glory to God with them. It is through their witness that we have tasted and we have seen the goodness of God. The Lord be with you. We lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good thing and a joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, Creator of heaven and earth, God of Abraham and Sarah, God of Joshua and Deborah, God of the priests and the prophets, God of the apostles and the martyrs, God of our children to all generations. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of saints, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy God, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you. He broke the bread, and he gave it to his disciples. Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you. He gave it to his disciples and said, drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of their sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. Renew our communion with all your saints, for saints no longer with us, especially those we have honored here, for all saints now living among us, who gift us with their presence in our lives, and for saints who will come after us, continuing your good news into the future. Please take your neighbor's hand if you're comfortable, or a shoulder. I'll hold your hand. Let's speak together. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. And will the servers of communion please come forward? Give us a moment, everyone. We're going to get set up. And then the ushers will ask you to come forward.
As we gather at your table, as we listen to your word, help us know, O God, your presence. Let our hearts and minds be stirred. Nourish us with sacred story, till we claim it as our own. Teach us through this sacrament of life. Send us forth to love and serve you, bringing peace where there is strife. Give us, Christ, your great compassion, to forgive as you forgave. May we still behold your image in the world you died to save. Gracious Spirit, help us summon other guests to share that feast, where triumphant love will welcome those who had been last and least. There no more will envy blind us, nor will pride our peace destroy. As we join with saints and angels to repeat the sounding joy.
As we enter a time of giving, I'd like anyone visiting to know that you are welcome. We are glad you are here, but we do not expect that you need to contribute to our mission and ministries. We're just grateful that you are here. But for those of us who would like to share something, we will now have our offering. It's a symbol of our ministry in this place, in this neighborhood, and in the world beyond. So let us bring our tithes, our donations, and our offerings. Let us join together in our unison prayer of dedication. O God of hosts, we marvel at your faithfulness. You keep your promise to remain with us by your Holy Spirit. Help us to trust you in every difficulty. Empower us to share the good news of your abiding presence with our neighbors and friends. Accept our offerings, building up this community of faith, so we may serve others with the love of God. We pray in his name. Amen. And please remain standing if you're able and join me in singing the refrain of our closing hymn, On Eagle's Wings.
Who are faithful, depart this place to return to a world that will test your faith. Go forth remembering the commitment of saints who did weep and pray and rejoice because of their love of God. Go now in peace.